AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to the Middle East a week after Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The AP's Joseph Krause reports on who Blinken will be talking to.
In Israel, he's going to be meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's come under intense criticism by many in Israel who say he stopped the Gaza offensive too early. And then on the Palestinian side, Blinken will be meeting with the Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas, who has no effective power over Gaza, which is ruled by the militant group Hamas.
Blinken is hoping to revive peace talks. Officials say the White House and the Kremlin are working to arrange a summit next month between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland. It could come at the end of Biden's first foreign trip as president. The Supreme Court will not hear the case of a black driver shot and killed by a white police officer in Ohio. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Luke Stewart's family filed a federal civil rights suit after the 2017 shooting, alleging police training in Euclid encouraged or at least condoned excessive force. The suit came as police in the suburban Cleveland town were being criticized for an arrest in which a white officer with a history of disciplinary issues was seen on video repeatedly punching a black man during a traffic stop. A trial court dismissed the Stewart suit, and an appeals court agreed, saying the family cannot sue either the city or the officer who shot Stewart. The High Court is leaving the appeals panel ruling in place. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in South Carolina say they captured a suspect in four killings this month in two states. Tyler Terry was last seen a week ago when he ran from a wrecked car he was a passenger in. He's linked to killings in South Carolina and Missouri. Western outrage is growing, and the European Union is threatening more sanctions over the forced diversion of a plane to Belarus in order to arrest an opposition journalist. This is AP News. The World Health Organization admits it could have done better responding to the coronavirus.
The WHO opened its annual meeting working on a draft resolution that acknowledges missteps in the response to COVID-19. There are serious shortcomings, it said, in the world's ability to prepare for and prevent health emergencies. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus led a round of applause for healthcare workers and then said the world remains in a very dangerous situation. What to do? One thing, he said, get vaccines to all countries faster. In his words, a small group of countries that make and buy the majority of the world's vaccines control the fate of the rest of the world. I'm Rita Foley.
CBS says starting June 14th, Stephen Colbert's Late Show will have a fully vaccinated audience in New York's Ed Sullivan Theater. Because of the coronavirus, more than 200 episodes were produced without a live audience. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.